South Korea says it is seeking a new thaw in relations with North Korea ahead of a possible summit between the two neighbors. A statement from the South's Ministry of Unification says arranging more family reunions as well as lowering military tensions with Pyongyang are high on its agenda. The statement came after a high-level North Korean delegation concluded a three-day visit to the South. The delegation, which included the North Korean leader's sister, was the first of its kind since the end of the Korea War in 1953. During the visit, Kim Yo-jong delivered a letter from her brother asking South Korean President Moon Jae-in to visit Pyongyang. Despite skepticism, Seoul hopes the new diplomatic overture will help restore regular communication with Pyongyang and resolve the standoff over the North's missile and nuclear programs. Joining us live now from the South Korean capital is Jennifer Chang, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now via Skype. Jennifer, thanks very much for joining us. What do you make, Jennifer, and what are you hearing about the latest vis-a-vis any upcoming summit between the two Koreas? Jennifer, if you can hear me, it seems we may be having some technical difficulties with Jennifer's line. Can Jennifer hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Jennifer. So just tell us, if you can, about any upcoming summit between the two Koreas.
Well, the two Koreas are very excited about the new developments that have come out of the Pyeongchang Olympics. Of course, the high-level North Korean delegation just wrapped up a three-day visit with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, his sister Kim Yo-jong coming as part of that delegation, and also the nominal head of North Korea, Kim Jong-nam. And what came out of this was amazing, because although the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence did not actually talk to the North Koreans during his visit to the Pyeongchang Olympics, which he also wrapped up, he and the South Korean President Moon Jae-in have reportedly reached an agreement where the U.S. is going to now change its strategy toward North Korea. Until now, it had insisted that it would only apply maximum pressure, such as sanctions, to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. And then, of course, it also left all options on the table in case this maximum pressure did not work, including a military preemptive strike. However, now the Trump administration, and according to Vice President Pence, is going to not only apply maximum pressure, but also is willing to engage with North Korea to talk about talks, not yet to negotiate about North Korea's nuclear weapons program, but at least they are willing to talk to North Korea when North Korea wants to talk to them, and talk about the possibility of holding negotiations. Now, it's not clear how they would move from talks for talks to actually negotiating about the North's nuclear weapons program. That would be difficult. But they are at least willing now to listen to the North Korean side and to try to engage North Korea at the same time that it tries to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. And this is a great triumph for the Moon Jae-in administration of South Korea, which has always held the strategy that sanctions alone are not enough. Pressure enough is not going to be the solution, not enough pressure. That's not the only thing that's needed here. You also have to be willing to talk to North Korea, to dialogue with North Korea, and to engage with North Korea if an international conflict with devastating consequences here on the Korean Peninsula, which could actually turn into a global conflict, is to be prevented.
Very well, Jennifer, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your reporting for us.